Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by the Oceder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Used as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Van Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Van Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Van Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Van Roll-On, so economical yet so effective.
Everybody's here, Holly, and asking for you.
I've been looking for Kate. Close the door for a minute, Ned. I want to talk to you.
With 80 guests downstairs?
Well, they can amuse themselves. They've done it before in this house without catching a glimpse of me.
That's okay with me.
We'll serve dinner as soon as I get down.
What's in your mind, dear?
Well, first... Oh, Ned, darling. Happy 15th wedding anniversary.
Well, same to you, my darling.
We made it, didn't we?
When we didn't think we were going to.
A lot of people don't think they'll make it.
No, I don't know about a lot of people. 15 years ago, I married a beautiful, tantalizing, exasperating girl.
And I married an absolutely impossible man.
I've regretted it every year.
So have I.
I'd like to go on regretting it another 15 years.
I'm a gambler too, darling.
Holly.
Ned. It's us, isn't it?
Heaven help me, it is.
I'll make you a promise. Next year, we're going to do what you want. I mean, just the two of us and a big fire and champagne, his and hers.
And by 10 o'clock, we'll be calling up everybody we know to help us celebrate. Holly, you can't live without a party going.
I can live without this one. Oh, Ned, you were so right.
Oh, that's a twist.
I never should have interfered. I never should have brought Kate Wakefield up here. I did it because... Well, because I'm just sentimental and I thought love was wonderful and I wanted to see Tony happy for an evening.
Well, let that be a lesson, darling. You can put out the food and the liquor, but people have got to do the rest for themselves.
I know that now. But I had no idea that Claire was coming. She refused flatly. She said she was going to be out of town. I never would have asked Kate here with Tony's estranged wife.
Well, I don't think you have to worry. Kate is surviving. More power to her. I hope she'll do the hustle with me. We better go down now.
Thanks, darling, for all those sweet things you said.
Oh, you too, sweetheart.
Oh, by the way, dear, I've changed the place guards. Kate and Eric are sitting at our table. Uh-huh. I put Claire at the other end of the room, and Tony is somewhere in the middle.
Well, that ought to make everybody happy.
Well, here you are, you two lovebirds.
As we're practicing our act, Claire.
Oh, as if you needed to. Oh, Holly, it's a divine party. Everybody's here.
They sure are.
And I must tell you, it is absolutely rare. I've just met Tony's new girl, Kate Wakefield.
I wouldn't call her Tony's new girl.
Holly, I wasn't born yesterday. Tony introduced us quite formally. Not her to me, but me to her, as if she were royalty. I was so amused.
Come on downstairs, Claire. I'll toss you a piece of raw steak.
Oh, Ned, darling, you are a funny man. The girl is quite attractive. Tony never knows any other kind.
course you'll get tired of it.
Claire, I must get down to my guest.
No, no, but you haven't heard it all. It's really divine.
Yeah, save it, Claire. The natives are restless downstairs. I'll go ahead, Holly.
Oh, you must hear this, Holly. It will absolutely make the evening for you. It did for me.
What will?
Well, just as Kate and I were chatting, wouldn't she wear black? It shows such insecurity.
It also shows she can wear it.
Anyhow, just as we were chatting, Stephen Wolfe came in. You know, I brought Steve simply to irritate Tony. He loathes the
Yes,
man.
I know.
Called Steve a crook because Steve went to prison.
I know, darling. Steve really wasn't honest.
But anyhow, this girl Kate took one look at Steve and practically threw her arms around him.
I can't believe it.
They're old friends. Tony's very special Kate and this disbarred lawyer just out of jail. Oh, I wish you could have seen Tony's face. Yes, I really think that takes care of Tony's newest girl.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
Oceder makes your life easier.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Kate, you can't stay out here on the terrace. You'll freeze.
I'll go inside in a minute, Eric.
What's taking the buzz out of you, lovely?
Nothing.
We were getting along fine when Tony Cushing took you off.
Well, I'm back.
You must know him pretty well from the way he acted.
I know him slightly.
For a minute there, I thought you were his new girl.
I am not Tony Cushing's girl. Let's get that straight.
I'm glad of that.
Why?
I couldn't compete with Tony. I haven't got his clout. Besides, his wife's here. Whoever his girl is in for a rough evening.
Well, what makes you think he has one?
Rumor, that's all. Come on, you're shivering.
Yes, but my head's clearing.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you've only had 2 glasses of champagne.
So I have. Would you recommend 2 more before dinner?
I would not. I think you're great just as you are, like a lighted candle.
Eric... That's really sweet. You know, we hardly know each other. Who are you?
I'm the chap who's going to take you into dinner.
I'm Kate Wakefield of Belhaven, and you're Eric of the North.
Wrong.
Where are you from?
A lot of places. I'm a man without a country. I have a remnant of family in Jamaica. However, as neither of us gives a damn about that, let's go in. That's the signal. Let's eat.
Let's go this way. I'm avoiding someone.
Who?
A sinister black figure from the shadows of the past who will turn me to stone before the night is out.
Kate, you're a kook, and I love it. I don't know why people keep girls like you hidden from guys like me. You know, we're at our hostess's table.
Wonderful. I'll cry. I always do at weddings, even 15 years later. Holly, this is a marvelous party. I'm so glad you asked me. Everything I like. Chocolate mousse and a divine Viking prince.
It's no use, Holly. I tried to tell Kate I wasn't a Viking.
But you'd make such a good one,
he is, Holly. And the first Viking prince I've ever met.
Kate, I think you make up life as you go along.
Attention! Attention, everybody, attention. I have something to say. Friends. All of our dear friends. We are gathered together tonight in the presence of witnesses.
Ned, that was 15 years ago.
Holly, my wife, has just reminded me of the presence of time. With her lovely face, she can ignore it. With my balding head, I can't. So I'll simply say, thank you for coming. 15 years ago, I married Holly for the only valid reason I fell in love with her. After 15 difficult years, devastating years, I'm still married to her. For the only valid reason. I'm still in love with her. To my wife.
Oh. I knew I was going to cry.
Hey, wait a minute, Kate. What are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I say something?
Steady, Kate. Are you sure?
I want to say this very much. The 15th anniversary is for Crystal. That must mean it's the one most easily shattered. But if a marriage survives that, then it should last as long as life. I think marriage is the most beautiful way for two people to live. No one, as long as they remain married, can really forget the marriage vows, those promises that were made. I know very few people here tonight. But to my dear friends, Holly and Ned Benson, many happy years ahead.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Faces of Love features Morgan Fairchild as Kate Wakefield, Nat Polan as Anthony Cushing, and Helene Dumas as Holly Benson. Also appearing were Stotz Cotsworth, Joan Copeland, Allison Argo, and Jack Naughton. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca, written by Margaret LaWorth, and brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This is Mel Brandt. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author Studio is brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
Joey, I haven't tapped it for years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Just old kid.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Used as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Ladies, gentlemen, I cannot, will not waste my time or yours giving an account of the dinner party at Queen's Crawley. As author of this novel, by name William Makepeace Thackeray, it is my privilege to write as and what I please. And it pleases me not at all to echo here the tiresome conduct and conversation of baronets and their wives over soup, fowl, fish, roast, and sweet. Of what consequence to the listener that Sir Chivalry Grafton has a particularly noisy habit of imbibing his soup? That old Sir Huddleston Fuddleston wheezes a great deal whilst informing the fascinated company that his sheep suffer from a wheezing disease?
that Lady Fuddleston wears a perennial yellow hat to hide her bald pate.
No, I say, nor shall I report the heavy themes of politics and war. And after dinner, what is worth the telling? That Miss Crawley is very shrill from overindulgence of champagne? That... wait. Rebecca. She is worth our attention. Oh, how sweetly she goes from one to another guest, charming them all by saying what they want to hear.
Oh, Sir Huddleston, I'm most distressed to learn of your poor sheep's indisposition. Is it true, Lady Grafton, you are travelling to the continent? Ah, how brave you are not to fear that beast Napoleon. Reverend Bute, such an uplifting sermon you preached on Sunday. I did so enjoy the naughty jokes you told Miss Crawley. Do have another glass of champagne. What a ravishing chapeau, Lady Fuddleston. Pray tell me the name of your London milliner. Oh, you're quite right. A governess could not afford anything so dear. But one day... who knows? Serpit, toi, te bibisque.
Oh, how adorably Becky looks at Sir Pitt, and how adoring he looks at Becky. The laces of her green dress render her eyes greener than ever he has seen them. How certain he is, his mind somewhat impaired by drink, that she has paid him a compliment. Translation? Sir Pitt, you're a silly old goat. Dear listeners, note how Rawdon and Rebecca, by prearrangement, avoid one another. But... the whole of the evening, Rawdon fingers a note in his pocket, written in Becky's graceful hand, reading thus.
My heart, love, I cannot bear not to be with you alone one last time before you leave me for London. Giles has said the Tower will be a safe place for us to meet. No one goes there ever. After the wretched party, where we dare not speak or touch, I shall hasten to the Tower as soon as Miss Crawley releases me. She has said I must come to her dressing room and abuse the company with her. Wait for me, knowing I will come. I am, do you doubt it, your Rebecca.
From time to time, at the endless party, those two, in passing, do exchange a word when no one is near. And the words are these.
The Tower, my love.
The Tower, my own. Will the oats never go home?
Careful, dearest, Sir Pitt is watching.
My dear one.
My beloved.
Oh, every listener of sentimental turn, and I desire no other, awaits, I know, the lovers' meeting in the Tower. And at long last, the carriages roll away, bearing the illustrious company. But, as would I had not to say this, Miss Crawley is not so fuddled with drink that she fails to remember to insist on Becky's presence in her dressing room. Nor does our Becky fail to remember how she dealt with her father when he quaffed too much, but not enough to stop his roaring. Oh, how cleverly she would put him to sleep, and now puts Matilda Crawley.
Dear Miss Crawley, I have brought for us a whole bottle of Sir Pitt's best brandy. Shall we drink the old goat's health?
To toast. Misty, too tipsy to note, Becky's spilling her brandy in the poof-poof's water dish. Two toasts, and the old lady lies on the chaise, wig askew, musically snoring. Swiftly, silently, Becky runs through the passageways, up flight after flight of stairs. As she goes, I myself shall enjoy a snifter of brandy, and soon, aha, soon we shall meet in the Tower.
Thank you.
The Tower. See it, my dear listeners. Octagonal it is, clean, polished, and aired by Giles. The musk of centuries cannot be so easily wafted away, but that good dear girl has scented it with lavender and set on every windowsill a candle. There, waiting, paces the handsome guardsman resplendent in red gold-braided uniform.
Jove, will she never come? Never in her green dress. Never her green eyes look into mine. Auntie will keep her the night through. The hour grows old, the morning will come, and I shall be gone. Becky. Becky!
Did you call, my heart?
There is, did you not expect it, a silence very long. After silence, there is untranslatable breathing of endless ardor and love eternal. Then at last they are seated, arms entwined on cushions thoughtfully provided by Giles. And, oh, how remarkable, are talking almost sensibly.
Remember the fairy tale, my darling. From such a tower, Rapunzel let down her golden hair.
Your hair is golden.
And a poet wrote, on such a night, stood Dido on the wild sea banks with a willow in her hand and waved her love to come again to Carthage.
You are my love.
To such a tower came the two little princes of... No. No, I mustn't talk of them, nor of anything sad. Except tomorrow.
Oh, not of that either. Damn me, I would I knew poetry like you.
You don't know poetry, dear Roy.
No. And you'll learn more of my shortcomings and cast me off.
Never, ever.
How green your eyes. Never so green as tonight.
Oh, it is the candle shine and the green dress that make them so.
Green dresses? My lady, green sleeves. Do you know that song?
Who does not?
Always now it will make me think of you.
Oh, sing it to me.
Sing? I can't.
Oh, you can. I heard you tonight when I played the harpsichord.
Hummed, nothing more.
Oh, you said you knew no poetry. You do. Lady Greensleeves is poetry. Please, my love.
You'll not laugh.
Oh, how could you think of it? Sing it to me, and I will remember you singing in a tower when the world was ours. Sing.
Green sleeves was all my joy. Green sleeves was my delight. Green sleeves was my heart of gold. And who but Lady Greensleeves?
We will end just there, I think. What more to say of this night? A good deal more to say of the morrow. I have a presentiment that something of extraordinary nature will occur. Your devoted, sentimental servant, William Makepeace. Thackeray.
Studio has been brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Hi, I've only got a minute. My job here at home requires my full attention. I just wanted to say a few words about hair coloring. My little girl has beautiful chestnut hair, like I used to. And it made me very conscious every time I brushed her hair of the gray that had been sneaking into mine the last year or so. I'd thought about hair coloring, but using peroxide or changing my natural color turned me off. Then one day I heard about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. How it had no peroxide and came in 15 shades, one just like my own. I said, okay, I'll try it. Sure enough, Loving care covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it made my hair softer and shinier, too. And some days, it's just such a comfort to peek in the mirror and see a woman who looks pretty terrific, considering her immediate surroundings.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
And Maggie, you put the dishes in the dishwasher, dear. That's what it's for, honey.
Oh, I know. I'm so used to doing dishes by hand.
No, no, Aunt Maggie's right. It saves electricity, too. And speaking of electricity, why is the dining room light still on? Nobody's in there.
Oh, honey, I guess somebody forgot to turn it off after dinner.
When you finish the dishes, I'd like to have a family meeting in the living room. I want Debbie in there, too.
About what?
Well, I think we should all sit down and discuss ways and means of cutting down household expenses, just like the dining room.
What did you do?
I apologized. I was sorry. I didn't know you were in the tub.
I was taking a bath, just relaxing in the tub, reading a magazine. Suddenly I hear the door open, and this hand reaches in and turns off the light.
I didn't know you were in the tub. I just saw the light on.
I had to crawl out of the tub dripping wet and turn it back
on. Okay. I said I was sorry. Now, will you come into the living room when you finish dishes?
Well, I think we finished now.
I think we better let this casserole dish soak.
Yeah, all right. I do, too.
Okay, come on in the other room.
Yeah,
I'll go call Debbie.
All right. Come on now.
Hey, Bishop.
What?
Turn the thermostat up again.
Oh, really? Yeah, come on with me, Aunt Maggie. Let those dry. We're coming, dear. I turned the thermostat up because Aunt Maggie and I were cold.
The thermostat should not be touched. I set it at 68, which is the right temperature for a house.
Right for whom? It's too cold for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, how can we save on our fuel bill if you run the furnace all day?
I don't run it all day. During the day when I'm bustling around, I don't want the house too warm. But when I sit down in the afternoon, I don't want to bundle up like an Eskimo.
Remember that article I showed you in the paper? It said that 68 was the right temperature. It said that health-wise, it was much better for you.
Well, I don't see how a colder house is better for you if you get a cold from it. And I get cold when I'm cold.
Oh, that's just nonsense. And I've told you a million times, it isn't good for the furnace to be shoving the thermostat up and down all the time.
Look, we've gone through this all our married life. You like a cold house, I like a warm house. Aunt Maggie was cold, too.
Well, now, it doesn't matter about me.
Well, of course it matters about you.
Debbie! Can you come down here?
Look, if this family meeting is just to talk about the thermostat...
I want to discuss everything. Now, sit down, please. Sit down.
What did you especially want to talk about?
Wait till Debbie gets down here. There's no use in saying things twice.
Did she hear you? Usually her door's closed and the radio on. You know, she doesn't hear these things.
Debbie!
I'll go up and get her.
No. Sit still.
No, I'll go. I want to powder my nose anyhow.
Oh, all right, Aunt Maggie.
Well, why does she want to powder her nose now?
Dear...
Okay.
Thank you.
Now where are you going?
Just a minute, Alex. He barked before and I forgot to let him in. He sounds as though he's mad at me.
Peg, I don't want the dog in the living room. He's shedding all over the place.
Shedding?
I want you to come down here.
I'm studying.
Well, you can take a few minutes off from studying. This is more important anyhow.
But
come on.
Honey, I have a test tomorrow.
Sit down, please.
What's the matter? What did I do now?
Oh, but you didn't do anything, sweetie. I just want to have a family meeting.
With just me?
No. With everyone. Your mother, Aunt Maggie. That is, if I can round everybody up.
Oh, I'll get it, okay? I'm expecting a telephone call.
Now, don't hang on the phone. Whoever it is, say you'll call back.
Hi.
Now, what happened to your mother?
I'm coming to you with Mommy. Good boy. He's such a nice doggy.
Honey, please. He's shedding all over. Why didn't you leave him out?
Oh, it's cold out, isn't it?
Not for him. With that thick coat, collie dogs are far better staying outside all the time. They are not house dogs.
Well, you tell that to Alex. Now, get up in your chair. Go on. Oh, you're so cute. The way he jumps up in his chair. Rest his chin on the arm. Now, you have to admit he looks adorable, isn't he?
Yes, he looks adorable. But the fact remains, we have this nice living room, and then you put that old blanket on that chair for Alex, and it looks terrible.
Well, I take it up, and we have company, and he likes being in here with us, doesn't he?
He is so spoiled.
He's a member of the family, and if we're having a family meeting...
meeting. Debbie!
Coming! Oh, I didn't put the garbage out. They're picking up the trash tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, they can't pick up tomorrow, Shannon. She called and said Ray would be around tonight. Listen, dear.
What's this meeting about?
Debbie, go upstairs and empty all the waste baskets and bring the trash down. They're picking up tonight.
Oh,
hurry
okay.
up now.
All right.
Get all the waste baskets upstairs, and I'll round up things from down here, and I'll get the waste baskets.
Well, here I am. Oh, my goodness. Is the family meeting over?
No, it hasn't started. Sit down, Aunt Maggie. We'll just have to wait.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Please, what do I have to do to round up this family?
We're coming, dear. Come on, Aunt Maggie. Debbie? Aunt Maggie thought she'd fix some more coffee as long as we were waiting.
I was waiting. Everybody else has been racing around. If it wasn't the phone, it was the doorbell.
Well, Elaine left her jacket here. She just wanted to pick it up.
If it wasn't the doorbell, somebody was honking.
A friend of Debbie's had to borrow a book for the test tomorrow.
And if somebody wasn't honking, somebody was knocking.
Oh, it was just Ray. He wanted to know if I wanted that pile of newspapers to be picked up along with the rest of the trash.
Well, here's some nice fresh coffee.
Mm. You know, if Debbie doesn't get in here in 3 seconds...
Debbie! Where is she?
She went through the kitchen and out the back door.
I'll get her.
Here. Have a cup of coffee and calm down.
It is impossible to round up everybody. Well, even on Christmas morning, it's like this. Everybody wants to open presents, but nobody gets down here to open them. They're upstairs wrapping up something at the last minute, always.
All right, now, come on. Now, what in the world were you doing in the garage?
I left my sneakers out there, and they have to be washed.
All right. Now, if the phone rings, we just let it ring. If it's important, whoever it is will call back. Agreed? Mm-hmm.
Yes, dear. Well, the meeting will come to order, I guess. Who's the president?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Now, I want ideas and suggestions for cutting down on household expenses. That's the sort of thing you can be thinking about. In the meantime...
May I have some coffee, Aunt Maggie? Go ahead, dear. I'm listening.
In the meantime, want to mention the various departments, you might say, in which we can cut down and economize.
I have the cream, too.
First of all, food. Secondly, electricity. Third, our oil bill, fuel. These, of course, are the main items, the main avenues we can approach in cutting down. In cutting down our expenses, which have so far exceeded the budget we have made some time ago in accordance with my income. And I feel that... I feel that if we all pitch in and help, we can certainly trim down these expenses. Mm. I don't need to tell you that the economy these days is precarious. And it behooves us all to bear the future in mind. And one of the most important... Oh, answer it!
Oh, no. They hung up.
Oh,
I wonder who it was.
I hope it wasn't Clark. I hope it wasn't Mr. Blake calling me. He said he might call tonight.
Well, I hope it wasn't Mother and something wrong at home.
May I continue? I was discussing the future, which, of course, includes money for Debbie's college.
I don't think I'm going to college, Debbie.
You certainly are going to college.
Well, I don't want to go.
You are going to college.
We are not discussing that now.
Well, I am going to answer it. My goodness, might be something very important.
What is all this about not going to college, young lady?
Now, please,
what is it about?
Can we please stick to the subject?
You brought up the subject. You said we needed money for Debbie's college,
it's
and I'm sure...
for you.
What?
It's your boss, Mr. Cranshaw.
What's for you?
Me? Oh, mm-hmm. Well, all right. Now, all you stay there.
You are going to college, young
Mother,
lady.
I cannot discuss it anymore. I have a test tomorrow, and I've got to go upstairs to study.
Well, I am coming right upstairs with you. I will not hear any more such talk.
Well, I think I'll come up, too, and wash my hair.
No, Mr. Cranshaw. No, you aren't bothering me at all.
I'm going to college.
I can truthfully say you didn't interrupt one thing.
Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Claro. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
As anyone knows, hair is only as beautiful as the condition it's in. Natural Wear Miss Clairol shampoo formula conditions while it colors, makes your hair healthy looking and manageable while it adds natural glowing color that covers gray. And it's so easy to use. Just shampoo it in for fresh young color that stays color true week after week. For conditioning hair color, the best it can be, at any price, Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
I almost feel guilty enjoying myself when Jason is having such a hard time at Brixton.
Well, if you could make it any easier for him by lunching on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, I'd agree with you.
Oh, Caroline, you always say the right thing.
Well, what have you heard from Jason?
He called last night. Everything's fine with him, but the situation there was very bad.
Mm-hmm. I heard that on the news last night. They still don't know what caused the tank cars to explode.
No.
Oh, where's Jason staying at Brixton?
With his friends, the Anthonys.
Oh, wasn't he the one who asked Jason to come to Brixton?
Mm-hmm. Paul Anthony. He and Jason served together in the medical corps in Korea. Helen Anthony, too.
Oh, she was in Korea?
Yes, as a nurse. They were all great friends, and after Jason came back, Paul and Helen got married.
Mm-hmm. Well, it must be quite a reunion.
Yes, I think so. Jason sounded tired last night, but he sounded good.
Mm. There's nothing like an emergency to bring out the best in people.
No, some people.
I guess if you can help, really help at a time like that, you must really feel alive.
Jason says that's the way it was in Korea. Even when things were almost unbearable, the friendships and the feeling that you were doing an essential job kept you going. I guess it was exciting.
I can see doctors, men feeling that way, but it must have been different for the nurses, the women.
I don't think so, Caroline.
Do you think women like that sort of thing?
Well, I think they were doing the same kind of a job the men were, and probably they got much the same thing out of it.
Well, women are changing, I guess. You know, Robert finds it all very distressing.
Oh, I wonder if he really does. Or if he just feels he's got to take some kind of a stand or all the old traditions will fall.
That's Robert, all right.
Have you had any word from the newlyweds? They went to Bermuda, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And there's been one postcard.
Ah. Oh, it was a beautiful wedding, Caroline. Oh,
the garden did look lovely.
Yes, but oh. I was talking about Lynn.
Oh, of course. I do get carried away, don't I?
Sometimes. Is Robert any more reconciled to the marriage?
No. I think he used up every last ounce of possible goodwill to get himself through the wedding. And now he's back to normal.
Well, I know he can be a marvelous father-in-law.
Well, he's always loved you, Emily, but it's different with a daughter-in-law.
It's not going to be easy for Kurt. It certainly wasn't for Bill Sloan.
Kurt is made of different stuff from Bill. Bill is, well, I guess you'd say he's more of a gentleman. And Kurt, well, I doubt if he's going to let Robert get away with interfering.
River Run is going to be an interesting place this winter.
She's having lunch with Grandmother. We're fine, Daddy. Are you all right? Yes, we never miss a newscast. When will you be home? Yes, Aunt Angela's here. I mean, she's sleeping here. She's been at Jefferson most of the time. Oh, here's Mother now. Mom, it's Daddy.
Oh, thank you, Susie.
Goodbye, Daddy. We miss you. Here's Mom.
Oh, thanks, dear. Yes, darling. Oh, darling, we all miss you.
I'm going upstairs, Mom.
All right, dear. Oh, Jason, we have a very tactful daughter. She just left us alone on the telephone. Oh, everything is fine here. Darling, what are you doing for clothes? I see. Oh, well, it's nice to know you and Paul Anthony are still in such good shape. Helen Anthony, I see. Oh, Jason, tell her how much I appreciate their putting you up. Must be hard to find a place to stay. Mm-hmm. You are getting enough sleep, darling. All right. And thank the Anthonys again for me. For taking such good care of you. Let's make a list of everything we'll need.
Well, the first thing is the turkey.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many will we be?
Well, gee, Ma, when Bobby comes home, we're five, and Aunt Angela?
Oh, sure, honey. She always spends Thanksgiving with us.
What about Dr. Gonzalez?
Say, that's an idea. Do you think he'd like it?
Oh, sure.
Well, it's roughing it at the cabin.
We can ask him. Jennifer thinks he's great.
Right. Okay, that makes us seven. That means at least a 15 or 16-pound turkey.
And we'll cook it Indian style.
What's that?
You cover it with mud, or clay, I guess, and put it in the fire for a while.
Well, Susie, how do you know when it's done?
You break it open with a hammer.
Oh, my. Well, if we do it in the fireplace, we better use foil.
Oh, Mom.
Well, honey, we'll be up there for 4 days. I don't think we can risk the turkey that way, but we might try something else. Although it's the hard way, I must admit.
Well, then, how about Indian pudding for dessert?
Fine, honey. Put down molasses and cornmeal.
What for?
Oh, Susie, do you know what's in Indian pudding?
Oh, I see. What about mince pie?
Ah, a very big item with the Indians.
We have to take popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Charlie, you're getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, he should be. Jennifer thinks he has to keep his bowl filled, and he disagrees with her.
Oh, that reminds me. Jennifer asked for a pumpkin for decoration.
Oh, honey, I'm beginning to think we'd better go in a truck.
I wish Betsy could come with us.
Well, if it were any weekend but Thanksgiving, but she'll want to be with her family.
I suppose so.
Aren't things any easier for her?
I don't think so. She gets out of the house every chance she gets, even if she knows she'll be yelled at when she comes back.
Oh, dear. Doesn't her Aunt Cora help a little?
Yeah, some, but, well, it's not like our place.
Oh, honey. Hey, let's take some pancake mix.
For Bobby, right?
Right, and let's see if we can find some blueberries, even if they are out of season.
This is going to be some Thanksgiving, Mom. One to remember.
Yes, Azuratum, Candy Tuft, and Poppies. Or maybe Nicotiana instead of Candy Tuft. What do you think, Robert?
Ivy.
What?
Ivy, all over the place, and then you might pay some attention to me. Here it is November.
Gardens always take a lot of planning, if they're going to look right, and next year is very important.
Oh, why?
I volunteered River Run for the house tours.
Oh, no,
now,
Carol.
Now, the Arts Council raises a lot of money on these tours, and I've turned them down so many times, I just couldn't do it again.
I could have.
Now, darling, it's such a good cause.
Well, if you'd tell me how much they expect to raise, I'll give you my check.
Well, that's awfully generous of you, Robert, but I promised. Hmm. Of course, you can still write a check.
Caroline, you are merciless.
Oh, darling, it's only one weekend in June, and that's 8 months away.
Well, I could go to Europe.
If you must.
That reminds me, you know my friend Herr Hoffman?
Oh, yes, the lawyer in Zurich. The one you had check up on, Kurt?
Yes, that one.
But what about him?
I asked him to send me a bill for his services, and when I didn't get one, I wrote and asked for it.
Had he sent it?
No, and he said he wasn't going to.
That's strange. Did he say why?
Well, he said the investigator had not submitted the bill to him, and therefore, ethically, he couldn't charge me.
That doesn't make much sense.
Yes, but it's saved me a few $100s.
If you'd like to donate it to the Arts Council, dear?
I think I'll spend it on a riotous weekend at the Ambassador East next June.
And to hold has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.